The World This Week. Politics.
Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, set out a path for easing lockdown in England. His message has changed from stay at home to stay alert. Restrictions will be eased in phases, depending on how quickly infections fall. Those who can't work from home are urged to return cautiously to their jobs. Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales published their own advice. France lifted many lockdown restrictions. Primary schools and nurseries have reopened. Most people are allowed to go back to work with social distancing. Even hairdressers are operating again, but with compulsory masks and no coffee to chat over. New York State also took tentative steps towards reopening. Three of its regions have met seven criteria, such as a 14-day decline in hospital admissions from COVID. In Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court ruled against the Democratic governor and overturned an extension to his stay-at-home order. Anthony Fauci, an expert on infectious diseases who is advising the White House, told the Senate, via a video link, that rushing to end lockdowns before the pandemic has ended would result in more suffering and death and do more economic harm in the long run. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, said that ballot papers for November's elections would be posted to all homes. Far fewer polling stations will open than normal. William Barr, America's Attorney General, astounded Washington by dropping the criminal case against Michael Flynn, Donald Trump's first national security adviser, who had pleaded guilty to misleading the Mueller inquiry. Two advisers to Juan Guaido, who is recognized by scores of democracies as Venezuela's interim president, resigned after a failed attempt to topple the regime of Nicolas Maduro. One of them, Juan Rendon, a Miami-based member of the Venezuelan opposition, admitted negotiating a preliminary agreement with the American security firm behind the botched raid, but says he backed away from the plan. Moises Escamilla Mai, a leader of Los Zetas, a Mexican drug gang, died in prison of COVID-19. He was serving a 37-year sentence for crimes, including beheading 12 people in Yucatan. Mr. Escamilla supplied cocaine to Cancun. Avianca, Colombia's main airline, filed for bankruptcy protection in New York. Founded in 1919, it claims to be the world's second oldest continuously operating airline. Its boss blamed COVID-19.